Konnichiwa, y'all.
I don't.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards, episode 30, GoldenEye for the 64. My name is Chester.
My name is Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
And with us, as always.
As always?
As never.
As always, never.
First time ever.
First time and the last time.
He's Dirk's good friend, DLC.
Good friend. I met him once at work.
Really good friend.
One time.
Really good Twitter friends.
And that's how rape happens.
Hey, it only takes once.
That's how it happens. So
what he did was he drugged my NES cart, so when I blew into it.
Drug.
Just,
it blew spores into your face.
Yeah.
And that's how I roll.
That's a really well put together plan.
That's actually how I come.
Spores.
Yeah, I should really go talk to a doctor.
He's really dehydrated.
It's actually
just comes out in like a fine,
painful to pee.
Powder. It's like talc.
So Richard is one of the good people that I've met in this whole gaming industry down here, and
the burgeoning gaming industry. Well,
I would
Phoenix.
Say I would say like you know in the used gaming market, like people who actually play games. I don't know how old you are. I mean,
I actually Sunday was my birthday. I just turned 27.
That's not bad. Okay,
hey,
so
you're
yeah,
old enough to drink.
Yeah, so like we're
excuse
all
me?
we're all in our 30s. So I mean, finding people who play video games above the age of 25 that I mean
that can hold a conversation about video games without bringing up Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, it's true. I don't. I tell you what though, I don't just play video games. Like I also like actually look back onto them. So I mean,
that's what we try to do. We do it poorly. And also,
I thought you said quarterly for a minute.
Quarterly, yes.
I was like, quarterly,
poor.
So
poorly.
there's money involved.
Portly?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
There's actually money involved. We're giving all the money to the podcast. Nothing's coming back.
And now we're flat fucking broke.
Right?
Yeah.
No. If our podcast was a murder scene, it would just be red everywhere. Just blood red. All of our hard-earned cash just everywhere.
We'd be smiling.
Yes. Also, we should say that Richard is a part of another podcast here in the Valley, Super Nerdy Best Friends. So I actually heard him a couple times, and that's why I was like, come on over. So
I got a good voice, apparently.
You do.
Thank you.
It's sultry.
Sultry.
I like
God
it.
Damn it.
What? Now you got two sultry voiced men on here.
We never pulled up the...
What about me, you guys?
I got nothing.
I'm pretty sultry.
You're salty or it's something.
Like salty voice.
Just disgusting. Bad. I want the buzzer. You know, this is going to be my new buzzer. I want you
that
to
sounds
stop.
Like you get things right when you do that.
That's actually from the Zelda episode where.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we did
the right answer.
The Zelda trivia thing. Did I win?
We actually never crowned a winner.
Let's just say I won.
Okay.
I'm better than he is.
All right, there you go.
Good with that.
So let's lead it off like we do every episode with Todd's Gaming News.
All right.
We should make a sound for that.
Todd's Gaming News.
It's Todd Gaming News.
Oh, what a song.
It's Todd. Todd got gaming news.
And at the end, you just have this huge,
Well, because Todd hates our gaming news. We know because you listen to us all the time.
It's wildly inaccurate.
One of Chester's friends has just dogged on us because we get nothing right, but we always go back to the crux that we are a drinking podcast first. So we are.
That's the excuse.
Where we try to be wildly entertaining, but incredibly inaccurate. So
inter-accurate.
Inter-accurate.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's the word we want to go with.
Was I that
there
late?
We go.
How many beers did you have before I got here?
I may have drank in one of those Dale's Pale Ales.
How was that? I haven't even had one of those yet.
I love
delicious.
Those.
It was paley.
You should try the bar up by my work has Deviant Dales on tap.
Oh, that's the good shit.
It's their Oscar Blues double IPA.
That's like their double
Yeah,
Dales.
But you're way up at like North Scottsdale. I can't get up there. And
it's so good.
You could just go buy it at Total Wine. They have it in a can.
So
it's funny, though. It's a double IPA. It comes in a larger can for some reason.
Maybe they twice the IPA.
Gave it two. That's they missed the point.
Twice the alcohol, twice the beer.
There you
Enjoy.
Go.
I like it.
All right. Now that I'm all super thirsty.
There you go. So we're going to start off. You guys might as well be Dutch ruddering because of what came, or like all the stuff that was coming out for Assassin's Creed Unity.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that like a new Assassin's Creed?
Just Space Dog.
Okay, Space Dog, yeah. Something that you should Google. I should link to Space Dog.
There you go.
You know what?
Get inside of my foreskin.
And I have the episode name. The Space Dog. I was going back and forth with You Can't Be Odd Job and Stop Looking at My Screen. To Space Dock. So, wow, you guys just really taking off with that Unity thing, right? Just leading the way.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, I thought you were talking about space docking still.
space docking the Unity. I mean, that's what you guys...
I'll take it from here.
It actually is Unity.
You
Unity.
Run around, you stab some people.
You stab people, you kill French people. And we've things. Always wanted to do that, right?
Well, okay, you have to understand, these guys makes me harder love than killing Assassin's French Creed.
Apparently not well enough.
I know, they're just like, Assassin's Creed guys,
space dock?
I thought you were running with the space dock thing.
I kind of did, and then I talked enough
the
about
wheels
it.
Wheels are already off.
There are right. there's only so much time that I can talk about one man's foreskin encompassing another man's foreskin.
I could talk for hours about that, first of all. And second of all, am I the only one that's going to play Unity?
No, I don't have an next gen. I just got a brand new video card from Galaxy Video Cards,
PC,
which I'm psyched about.
So I won't be playing with either of you unless it's cross-platform.
Oh, no, yeah. That's the guys we met out at the SGC.
Right.
So do we ever find out, anyone, if it's cross-platform?
Oh, no, we actually didn't. I figured...
More than likely not.
Ah, see, there you go.
But I don't want to play it for PC. I like the feel of PlayStation controller.
No, you can still play with a controller, more than likely.
With the PlayStation controller?
Xbox.
On the PC?
Yeah.
You can
do that.
I want to play with a PlayStation controller.
You can play with a PlayStation controller.
You can do whatever
controller.
You want, buddy. Yeah. It's your day.
It's my party.
It's your day, buddy.
If I want to.
I was trying to explain to these guys, because they were talking about if Unity, if you got it on Steam, if it would be cross-platform to the PS3. And then PS4, and then they cited that, you know, they had Steam on the PS3, and you could play Portal.
Yeah, which they only did once.
Because... That was a Valve game.
Yeah, right.
So that was just easy for them.
I know why they should do that. I mean, I understand from a business standpoint. Like, you don't, like, why would I want someone to play with a PC? If you want to play with someone on PlayStation, go buy a fucking PlayStation.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense financially, but
especially now,
it would make us really happy.
It would. Well, even now, like, fucking Destiny, which comes out in a month, is like, you know, jerking off on the PlayStation, and they're not even cross-platform with PS3 to PS4.
Yeah, that I don't think that'll ever happen. Like, never the two shall meet. And I just know it's not. And even with Steam now, because they're making Steam boxes, so they're trying to be competitors with
you mean computers?
Computers. They're just really computers. Expensive computers.
Alienware has one now, too. A dedicated gaming box.
Dude, but okay,
so... I just hit my... Broken finger on the goddamn table.
We have conversations about this before, about how the... is that your broken finger?
Yeah.
Awesome. So the Steam box and like Alienware boxes are like Falcon Northwest made a box. Like, they would never be able to compete with the... Even though I think a PS4 and an Xbox 360 or one, I think they're overpriced right now because they're not upgradable and they're just going to degrade over time.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, this 360 is still great.
Oh, I know, in my bio on
how
the page,
long is your
I
Xbox
still
one?
Love my 360.
I'm
like,
still playing my PS2.
Oh, I started playing Deadpool. That's right.
It's pretty cool.
That game is fucking, it's a little weird, but like the humor makes it all worth
it.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
yeah. That's a funny game.
Hey.
touched me.
I was going to pick my nose on the air.
So Unity, we watched a little bit about it. You didn't get to read anything about it in Game Informer.
No, I got the Game Informer. I got excited about it, and then I got drunk.
They're adding an RPG element to the Assassin's Creed world, apparently.
Go ahead.
Which sounds pretty fucking cool. I'm reading right now. As you complete missions, you'll earn skill points, which
apparently
you'll be able
we
spend
have
upgrading your skills.
We have no sound on our YouTube fizzy.
Shut up. Stupid YouTube.
The two. But anyway, okay, so go ahead. Keep talking while he's doing that.
Good looking out.
Yeah. Well, no, I got somebody trying to watch, and sweet. She's like, hey, you fuckers are fucking up.
We're
jerking off on each other.
There is no sound.
Right?
Oh, you want to know why? Because we plugged in his thing, so it's not pulling through the sound.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to have to do the dedicated sound thing. And if not, I can make him something special.
What are you talking about?
Please don't say a dick sandwich.
I will make you a dick
cock meat sandwich.
God
damn it.
One cock meat sandwich.
He specifically
sandwich.
Said, don't say that.
Cock meat sandwich?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Unplug him.
Nope.
Here. See if it works.
All right. So I am going to do something MacGyver-esque. Give me one moment. I will be back.
That's all right.
All right.
We are recording right now. You just played James Bond music.
You got the headset.
Yep.
All right.
There we go.
This is a fucking disaster.
Live, baby. Shit show, baby.
I'd love to be back, guys.
How's your phone
going on? This is great. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I said it was fine.
Okay, so...
I hope someone's watching this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Totally watching it.
I hope I can cut this out seamlessly.
Nope.
The audio.
I'm watching it.
This is...
You can hear me, right?
Chester, let's talk about Assassin's Creed. RPG elements.
As you complete missions, you'll earn skill points, which you'll be able to spend upgrading your skills the way that you want.
Okay, there's still no sound on
skills, my skills.
Like, personally, I never used smoke bombs.
I hate smoke bombs.
I hated smoke bombs.
I feel like that's, so that is the main reason forced, I stopped playing Revolution. To use them. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
Yeah, or the fact that you could make your own bombs and shit. Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck? I'm not going to use them.
I really stopped playing Assassin's Creed at the second game.
The second one?
Yeah, there's Assassin's Creed.
Brotherhood.
Yeah, Brotherhood. Because, oh, no, maybe I skipped the first second one, and then I picked up Brotherhood.
What?
I don't remember where I went because
you weren't there for Ezio's birth.
Oh, where you move his hands and feet around.
Yes.
We already talked about this in the Assassin's Creed episode, but I just got lost. I was just like, fuck it. Like, it's not going to work. So, how you doing over there, Ryan? Figure it out. Getting us some audio. Bro. You can kill the feed for a second if you want to and then reset up the audio. So, okay. So anyway, we also watched they had that whole gameplay footage that they went through to where you had to assassinate the guy who was on the gallows, which they made it badass because he jumped off the guillotine. And then at the very end of it, when it was like flying away, the three other players that were playing multiplayer stepped into the fray to fight the guys. That I am looking forward to that because I'm tired of like the janky, like bullshit, assassin's missions that you can do co-op because they're not
the multiplayer in the past ones were they've been terrible
they've been lacking. If you can get four people into that open world to cooperate to do assassin kills and like distracting people, it's going to be awesome. So even though I'm not a huge Assassin's Creed fan, I found out that like just by talking to you that it's going to come out for PC, which I'm on board. So
okay, yeah. How do I make this start?
Let me turn this on real quick.
No, dude, there's no, it just says off air. There's no way to turn it on.
All right. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to stop it and start it again.
And there's also,
I did stop it and start it again.
I think that the microphone is on mute.
No, it's fine now. Look.
Look at us.
Stop down here.
All right. Well,
we are.
Can you click that off air?
We are consummate professionals. Consummate professionals.
This is the worst episode we've ever done. Honestly,
I'm glad I'm part of it.
I don't know. I listened to the Mega Man 2 episode.
You guys ruined Mega Man.
Dude,
it was our first episode.
That's like second. My third favorite
second
series.
Episode. Just try closing out and open back up.
I already did that once. Why don't you guys keep talking while I fuck with the computer?
So you've been paying attention to the Gamescom, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, hit us with it, man.
Well, let's hear Gamescom it. Is a convention in Germany.
Oh, that's games. Why I'm not at it.
Yeah, there's a lot of announcements, a lot of cool stuff. A lot of angry people out there. They
in Germany?
Oh yeah.
No,
wouldn't believe.
Germany's calmed down quite a bit.
Okay? Very nice people.
Let's give them a little more credit.
Anyways, Xbox conference was up. They came up and they're like, "Hey, here's the new Tomb Raider. Guess what? It's exclusive to Xbox One."
Ooh.
That pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Xbox always has a shitty way of explaining things to people.
Yeah.
So Square Enix comes out when Tomb Raider 1 was released and is like, "Hey, Tomb Raider sold 4 million copies. It's a failure."
Yeah, no, I heard about that. That was bullshit.
Yeah, well, it was complete bullshit. So if your game is a failure and you deem it a failure, why are you going to make that game an exclusive and cut off probably 3 million of those people who are going to buy that game? Mm-hmm. Anyways, 2 days later, Xbox is like, "Oh no, it's a timed exclusive.
It's coming out on theirs first."
Yes. Yeah. So Xbox for the first day was completely adamant it's exclusive to Xbox. It's going to be exclusive to Xbox. Square Enix could have just at any time stepped in and been like, "Hey, it's timed exclusive. Don't get it twisted."
Right.
Don't get it twisted, son.
That's so crazy.
You know what? Microsoft is on the right track. You know, they got Phil Spencer in and he knows what the fuck he's doing. He took out Kinect, you know, he decided to focus on video games and all this, but they still need to learn how to communicate to their damn audience.
Okay. So we just completely shit on the Xbox One. Like we for all the way up to its release, like it was just basically a countdown of stupid shit that they could do.
It is true.
To just completely like ruin their new launch, and they successfully launched to just abysmal shit. So
yeah,
Are we going again? We got it?
I'm working on it. Just keep going.
Tell your friend to text us if she can hear us eventually. You may have to do a new thing, new tweet out.
I'm doing it.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know who's, I don't want to fault Microsoft. I love all of Microsoft products.
And that's why I'm like, fuck Microsoft.
That's why I'm like, fuck Hector.
You can't have the Comcast fucking business model. This is how it is, and if you don't like it, eat a dick.
But Comcast is doing so well. It's not like I don't hear a bad thing about them on the front page of Reddit every single fucking day. It drives me insane that if you look at the relatively short lifespan that Microsoft has been in the console business, game, yeah. It went from the original Xbox, which was like leaps and bounds, like hands down one of my favorite consoles, just because it was basically a computer. It did amazing things. It was better than the PlayStation 2. And I mean, and then they moved on to the Xbox 360. They did a couple things wrong. They screwed a couple things up. And then the Xbox One just started off just absolute fucking shit.
Oh, it did.
What are you gonna do?
I think it was mostly just communication, honestly. Because the Xbox system itself is nice, but I mean, I personally like it. I like both the systems, but
I also think that they tried to capitalize on what the Wii did. Like, well, we're looking at more like casual gamers that you know maybe just want to pick up a game and like play it and then like never walk back. But like they can still use our product because it's a whole media PC.
Yeah, that's exactly what their misstep is. They decided to focus on entertainment rather than what Sony and Nintendo are doing.
Well, and if all the games that I'm going to be playing, like that could be for the PS4, could be for the Xbox One. I'm just going to continue to upgrade my PC if they keep coming out for the PC because
it'll come out.
That gave
PC.
Me much more freedom.
Yeah, I mean, Dead Rising's coming out next month on PC.
I never got into Dead Rising.
Well, that's why
that whole I think it's a whole home yeah, entertainment thing.
Yeah,
who the fuck asked for that? Nobody. Well, nobody asked for that, and they've already canceled their stupid TV service thing, like to turn it into a TV box or something. Yeah. They already stopped doing that. Nobody asked for that.
I'm sorry, like Google Chrome for $35 or Chromecast.
Chromecast. Get one of those. $35.
You have one of those?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's just.
Who needs to watch TV on like that stupid DVD player thing I bought? It's got YouTube and Netflix and blah. I'm never going to fucking use that. No, I tried to use the Netflix on it just for fun. It took like 3 minutes to even open the Netflix app. I'm like, never use this.
The TV that I have is an H. It's an HP TV. And
what's that?
What is HP TV?
Hewlett Packard. It's made by HP.
Okay.
So, but they have
still working.
Well, no, they had an integrated like media center that was the slowest, most dog shit like piece of it. It's just terrible. Like it's got a giant button in the middle. Like, do you want to go to this thing that will slow down your TV and make it not work for like 3 minutes? Like, there, it's just stop integrating shit and just give me a game console
that plays games.
Yeah, it plays games. Yeah. And that's why like it was refreshing when I got my Nintendo fixed up. Is like I fired up Excitebike, there was no commercials. It started up right away, and I could be playing a game within like 15 seconds.
Well, and even like I know people bitch about the ads on the Xbox. They're fucking awful and intrusive. And like PS4, like there are some like game ads in there, like through your little when you're scrolling through. But they're not like Xbox's, like in your fucking face, like. Buy Twisted Tea, motherfucker, and you're like, I don't even like Twisted Tea.
I already bought some. Stop telling me what to do.
It's
robots.
Just like, you know, it's like Battlefield 4. I'm like, I don't play that. So you just keep scrolling.
I need more slideshows on my main menu.
Yeah,
six of them.
I don't know. It's annoying. Like the Xbox is going this whole home entertainment package.
Yeah, thing. The advertising's getting out of control.
Nobody asked for the Kinect.
Oh,
which
and the,
you don't
I'm
have to
sorry,
buy anymore.
I'm sorry, but it was announced that Assassin's Creed Unity is going to have microtransactions.
I love if there's one thing, it sucks. Everyone hates it.
Fucking hate microtransactions.
And they make so much money off of it. Yeah, everyone bitches about it.
It works. That's it.
I'm already paying $60 for the game. Like I'll pay for DLCs, but. It's to a certain extent.
You know what sucks is that, you know, they got the prices of those certain games or add-ons that are like irregular so that you're left with like 40 cents, 90 cents. And it's like, okay, I might as well.
It's like Nickelback or the Big Bang Theory. Who's listening to Nickelback and who's watching the Big Bang Theory?
My wife watches it all the time.
She's the only person I know that watches it yet. It's insanely popular. So it's like microtransactions. It. Everyone bitches about them. Someone's using them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Someone's making a killing off.
Yeah. My coworker said he got a buddy to play Clash of Clans.
Oh, boy.
And within 4 days, he'd already spent $100 on the fucking game.
I can't do that.
It's so stupid. How much? So he spent $100 over the course of 4 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Why?
GamesCon.
Yeah. Right? Video games, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, what were Xbox showed off a lot of their other stuff besides Tomb Raider. That was pretty much one of the big things they showed off. Now, and gameplay for Quantum Theory, and also more gameplay of Sunset Overdrive and whatnot. And Sony was right after, and I think Sony started the conference or in the middle of the conference. They're like, "Hey, we got this new demo for this new game up on the PlayStation Network store. Go get it. It's called PT." So people downloaded it. They started playing it, and I even played it, and it was this. Well, I watched a friend play. It was right
scary
next to
shit, right?
The scariest fucking shit I have ever fucking played. All right, so you start out the game. You're in this room, extremely dark. You walk out the door. There's a hallway. So you walk through the hallway. You turn the corner. There's another hallway leading to another door. A couple doors, you know, in between that.
The suspense is killing you by this point.
It is completely quiet. Nothing's going on. There's a radio on, right? I think the first time. I don't know if you saw it. There's a radio on. And it's talking about a murder.
Okay.
It's like a radio recording, like, hey, there was a murder over here. This is what happened, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You go through the door at the end of the hallway. And you come back out the beginning of the hallway and you go through it again. But this time there are very subtle things that are different. You keep going through and shit keeps happening. Like new shit. There's baby crying.
That's the worst thing. Yeah,
baby crying, then a baby laughing. Pictures are shifted. You see like slight things, but there are, collectibles to get and other things to do, but yet. They don't tell you what they are. You have to find it out for yourself. Oh, thanks for that.
Sorry, we had a problem with the board. We've been sitting here scrambling because our board just went down.
Hey, thanks for talking through all that. It's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All right, we're back. Okay,
sorry. No, forget it. I don't want to talk anymore.
No. Because okay, I mistook PT. I thought that stood for playthrough.
No. The game was
of Silent Hill.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, it is. So it is.
It was a surprise trailer,
right,
or interactive trailer.
Oh,
where it said PT, but when you got to the end and finished it was like
Silent Hill.
This is Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro's.
See, that's gonna be fucked up. Like del Toro is gonna be
Hideo.
Absolute,
you know, I'm a huge fan of Hideo. First of all,
I am too, man.
And Guillermo del Toro just is a master of fucked up shit.
my buddy said this, and it's completely true. If you ever get to play it, the entire thing just reeked of Del Toro, but how it was presented was absolutely 100% Kojima. You know how Kojima presents his crazy shit, Psycho Mantis, so etc.
It was frightening.
It was more than frightening.
It was nice to look at, and it was confusing.
It was actually quite the most gorgeous thing we've ever seen. I don't know if you've been on Reddit today, but somebody tweaked
the pictures.
Yes.
No, I saw that.
Like, the game looks that
good. He was telling me that it looked like...
It was Daryl from...
the actor.
Walking Dead.
Oh, God, I forgot his name.
I don't know his name either, but...
God!
It's right there, right? Norman Reedus.
The character looks exactly like
him. Well, it is him.
I know. it's a 3D rendering of him that looks exactly fucking like him. It's uncanny. His dick is the exact... replica.
It swings.
You can see it through side his to pants. Side.
Can I do it in 3D?
Yes.
Wait. Well,
no,
I
know you guys. You can't.
Ryan's gonna be trying to space dock with his TV.
I'll be like,
Actually, we can try to describe it to Ryan.
All right, describe it to me. I'm gonna get a banana.
No. So okay,
for scale, right?
For scale.
So okay, so that's pretty exciting. I'll never fucking play that game. No, because I'm a pussy. Like I can't get through Resident Evil 2.
Ah, man.
No, because I can't do it. Like I tried playing it when I was like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Dark room, like my bedroom, like just trying to play it, and then it was just like, nope, this is not fun.
I'm going back to
Final Fantasy VII.
I usually play it till I get to the spiders, and then I'm kind of like, yeah, okay. Well,
this is nice. So you got...
Okay. I won't be doing that either. I don't know. I was interested in Amnesia, and then I went and watched some videos.
Amnopsia.
And yeah, and that whatever is running at you through the water in that dark little tunnel, that's and I'm like, no. That's sorry, girl.
Well, yeah, because I got it for you guys on the Humble Bundle.
I haven't played it. Thanks, though. I appreciate
it. I played for about an hour, and I was like, okay, I'm done. That is too much for me.
Well, the reaction videos remind me of, like, the Two Girls, One Cup reaction videos. Like, no, no,
oh, people are jacking off?
No.
No.
Oh.
I can tell you, like, through most of that demo trailer, nothing is fucking happening.
Of the
of the
it's
Silent
Hill. It's so intense,
yes,
and you're expecting something
it's
to happen,
so
and nothing ever happens.
Is it like Crimson Butterfly?
Worse
than Crimson.
There's baby fetuses.
Ooh, so nice. It's like the South Park game.
It's like delicious. It's like baby crying, and you're like, oh fuck, what is this? Going to the bathroom, baby fetus in the sink.
That was always what was so off putting about Silent Hill in the first place.
The South Park game,
the outside noises you could hear, like it sounded like kids like laughing. And just kind of creepy kid noises.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah. And
I don't know what it is about kid noises.
I never got into the Silent Hill thing because it's just, I'm a big pussy.
I've tried.
Can't do it. Like, it's just the pyramid. Like, you show me Pyramid Head raping a nurse. I'm like, nah, I'm out. I'm like, there's no reason for me to be here.
Hey, check out this funny scene I got.
I have
for
a pyramid
you.
Head.
No,
you
because,
want me to put it on?
No wonder.
No,
I've seen it. If you can do a whole show in Pyramid Head,
I just stuff it up underneath here. I'm just
the mic. Just stick the mic underneath the mask.
Challenge. That's gonna happen.
Oh, I put a couple of those beer straw things on the side of it.
No, he's got a full size pyramid head that he made.
It's huge. It
for
goes
cosplay.
Down to like
and it's
my mid thigh. It's humongous. And then I made this. I'm too fat to go shirtless, so I made this whole big meat suit.
No, you know that makes it worse, right? I mean, in a good way.
Yeah,
in a good way.
It was pretty good skin.
No, it was
pretty good.
And no, if you look over there, his girlfriend.
Should
you,
I?
You
oh, they could, made the nurse mask.
The nurse mask right up there.
Past, oh yeah, yeah.
They,
I see.
They made those.
I'm
themselves.
Pointing at the screen. I see.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's right there.
So, wait, look behind you, internet.
It's right behind you.
Right behind you.
I'll make the bell work if that's all you guys.
Welcome to Fallout Games. How can I help you?
Oh shit!
Is that the door noise?
Oh, you brought all of the games to sell me. Thank you.
All of the Silent Hills
to feed your drug addiction. So anything else you've seen? Because we have been oblivious to this.
Those are the standout. That's what everybody's talking about right now. There's a lot of other stuff, but it's stuff that we've seen. New trailer for a indie game that looks very gorgeous. Rhyme. They showed it off at.
Is it anything like Parappa?
I wish.
It sounds like Rhyme sounds like something that like the guys who made Flow and Flower and like Journey would make. It's not them. It's
not them, but it looks like something they would make. Definitely. They showed new trailer with gameplay for Order 1886. Looks great. Looks great, man.
Oh, so that's actually gonna happen. Like
they just keep pushing it back a little bit at a time.
February 2015, they got the date now.
So
you will die of a heart attack before then, so
probably.
I can't wait to play it for you.
Of course, no mention of Vita again, you know.
Yeah, if
that thing's dying
a
slow, painful death.
Can I have your PS4 if you die?
No, I want it buried with me. And it's buried with my unfinished copy of Watch Dogs.
No. I'm sorry, I hated that game.
I'm enjoying it, but not enough to keep my attention.
I hear you.
You know, it's like the first Assassin's Creed. I'm enjoying it, but not enough to keep my
attention. No, I'm telling you, man, like as soon as the gameplay mechanics, as soon as like I was running, like I jumped off a motorcycle and was running, I tried to run up a wall.
Yeah.
And I realized that wouldn't work in this game. I was just like, drop the mic. I'm out.
Uninstall.
I was just out. It just wasn't. I don't know. We were supposed to. It's funny because we all got Watch Dogs. We're like, dude, we're doing a Watch Dogs episode.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks, we should be able to get through most of it. Like we get a week in, we're like, so we got to figure out a new game to do.
Yeah.
So
I think I played for like an hour or two hours.
I think they tried to make it too big. They did. They tried to make it way bigger than it really needed.
So it went from being yay Ubisoft to being boo Ubisoft.
Yeah.
They tried.
At least they tried.
So, and then to finish this off, Chester has put something very
disturbing.
Well, we might as well just say, like, you know what? It's not gaming news, but like, one out for my homie.
It's morbid news.
Robin Williams, man.
Oh, yeah. Robin Williams.
So, speaking of dead baby fetuses,
dude,
did he eat one?
I don't know. He's dead.
He is. That chick died too.
Who?
I don't know. It wasn't Bridget Bardot. It was one of those old chicks that used to be hot.
The one who wasn't Robin Williams? Because that's all that matters.
That was like when.
So it
when,
wasn't Mrs. Doubtfire that died,
and some skater died.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Mrs. Doubtfire is still alive, right?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall. There Lauren you Bacall. Go.
Which
she
one,
died.
Which one was she? Who is she?
She was like an actor
back in the when you
she did she acted
born.
In things. You saw.
Oh, she like
yeah. with like Humphrey
we're
Bogart.
We're talking like Casablanca.
Okay, so she died like a nice
like 89 or something.
Productive.
So who's number three?
Ooh.
Oh, we got to find out.
No, we did racer. This last time.
That racer.
He wasn't
was
famous.
He's a racer.
So you got an A-list, a B-list, and a musician. Your A-list is Robin Williams. Your B-list is Lauren Bacall because she hasn't done anything in ages. So you're a musician.
You know what? I'm going to go.
I'm voting Rod Stewart.
Okay, Rod Stewart's wow. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Everybody
you know
votes
what?
Rod Stewart for the past 20 years.
Rod Stewart. No, everyone's been voting Bryan Adams.
I'm going to take a leap of faith.
Nickelback. Whole band.
Keith Richards.
Everyone says Keith Richards every time there's one of these celebrity trifecta
that's
things.
My he easy might as well out. Be immortal. That is my easy out.
Him and Ozzy. Those guys are going to live to be like 140. Ooh. They're just preserved inside. Yeah. They're mummified.
Pick an artist to die.
I'm actually going to say Gene Simmons because he came out and was like, hey, if you're depressed, just kill yourself. So
Jesus Christ.
He literally just said that. Oh, man.
Huh.
Well, that probably clear up a lot of people. I mean,
that's why you guys should give me the buzzer because that doesn't work.
That's a happy sound.
Context.
You shouldn't use that.
I like it. What about you, Chester?
I'm being conditioned to think bad things when I hear a bell.
Oh no!
It's like
I'm already thinking bad thoughts, and then I hear
ding.
Are you picking all of Nickelback?
The whole band.
Really?
All of Nickelback.
They're gonna die in a helicopter crash.
Do they ride in helicopters? I had a secondary.
I hope so.
That I just read about. Apparently, Lemmy's health is ailing.
Ah, no shit.
You can't do two. You can't throw it out there.
I want it to be Lemmy? Rod Stewart, but it'll end up being Lemmy. That's what's going to happen.
Who's Lemmy?
He's the Motorhead. Motorhead.
The Ace of Spades. I'd like to thank you all for having me here today.
Mr. Meth. That dude's like old as shit. He still smokes meth and drinks Jack Daniels every day.
You guys watch, you ever see Airheads back in the early 90s?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, who went in a wrestling match? God or Lemmy?
God.
Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Oh, I was going to say Dicka.
Dicka. So,
Coach Dicka wins everything.
So bouncing off of that, you want to talk about your parents going to jail?
Yeah, I guess.
do you want to talk about why you're not
parents?
A parent?
Well, I was actually
my parents.
My parents are not in jail.
I was actually just saying your story.
Right.
Like your
no,
parents
I get
going,
what you were saying.
Right when I said that, I realized that it would be so funny.
Mom and dad are fine.
This is way more my parents.
Is this more like your parents?
Well, no, they were more EverQuesting.
Oh,
and
no.
Then,
oh, no,
oh,
buddy.
They're all
wild. They played EverQuest
okay,
for a
so,
little bit.
Let's be honest. You and Randy aren't starving out anytime soon, okay? Hey, by the way, your friend tell us we have sound or not?
Yeah, no, she did.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I can see it. I can all see right, it now.
So I don't care enough yet to let you guys know what she's saying. So.
All right, go ahead.
Married couple.
Oh, okay, great.
A married couple.
So they made their union.
I guess they were married. They had
before
kids.
Lemmy. They've got they've they came.
They were
before
just
Lemmy.
They were just in prison. The husband for 5 years, the wife for 3 years.
Of course
yeah.
For
yeah.
keeping their two children locked in their trailer for the past 3 years, while they played World of Warcraft nonstop. The children were not allowed to leave the trailer for any reason. Let's see. Investigators found kitchen appliances covered in mold, cobwebs, stacks of trash, debris, mold, feces throughout the home.
Mold twice.
As well as a pile of used condoms under a stuffed teddy bear. And inoperable toilets.
So right? Was the teddy bear using
wait,
condoms?
So
or
the toilets could not be operated on.
They exactly.
This toilet's inoperable.
Water on the knee. Operation. I don't think so. Not on these toilets.
Doctor, this toilet's inoperable. Please tell the parents. That's fucking hideous, man. Fuck those. Well, first
it's
of all,
really fucking
it
hideous,
starts
and you
off...
guys are laughing at it.
No, because when
you
it's...
sick fucks.
Thank you. Took the words out of my mouth.
When you start a story off, they lock their kids in their trailer.
Yep.
It's not the kids' trailer.
Was this in Florida?
Adjacent to the trailer.
No. They were locked. The kids were locked in their rooms.
Where did it happen? I'm voting Florida.
Orange County.
I got
whoa,
a quick question. I thought this podcast was supposed to be about video games.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
And that was like three words out of an entire paragraph.
World of Warcraft. Okay, fine. The Marklar from Marklar.
Marklar.
So just
both adults were unemployed and played World of Warcraft all day, prosecutors
said. How did they pay for their subscription?
Dude,
their electricity and their internet.
Hey, I'll tell you, man. I used to work claims for the state of California.
Damn welfare.
They will, life will find a way.
Seriously.
Dude, they will find a means.
You see these people. Yeah, they're hideous.
Awesome.
Meth heads?
Is it 3D?
They look like meth heads.
Oh, of course you would.
The one on the left.
Dude, the husband.
All
right. His name's Lester.
Well, no, I can, of course. I don't understand it, but
Lester,
like...
Lester Huffmeyer.
I would say Lester the Molester.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean...
But he was neglecting his children, not touching them.
I thought you would have been like really on the fence.
Lester,
you know what?
Neglector?
That is not a funny rhyming scheme.
I don't like that rhyme. You don't say those words together. Don't rhyme with the word molester in my presence ever.
I'm glad you came back.
Unacceptable.
I remember when I would go back to Sholo and my parents would be playing World of Warcraft. And I would seriously walk in the house and set my shit down and the dogs would be jumping all over me. Fucking oblivious.
Hey.
Yeah, and I walk in behind him.
Oh, hey, you're back.
Hey, guys. Oh, hey!
No.
Seriously, like two computers. They got a laptop in the middle with their maps pulled up on them. Like, you fucking
Oh, no,
nerds.
Dude. Like, his dad, Joe. No, his old CRT monitor, it was white and like...
Even better.
No, where he kept his cigarette, it was just like a brown, just it was bad. Hi, Joe, if you're watching. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. So, World of Warcraft is, yeah, it is addictive, but not so addictive that you would let your children die.
I used to play World of Warcraft.
Well, no, they saved me. I mean, the kids are fine.
Barely.
And I did quit my job so that I could play more.
See?
That's not true at all.
You should have got welfare.
As you recall, I talked about how I installed it at work and just got paid to play it.
What are you, Randy?
What job was that?
What the...
No, what job was that?
I was a night clerk at a hotel in Austin.
Oh, okay,
so
that doesn't count.
At the GoDaddy.
Yeah, I wasn't doing shit.
Hey, speaking
all
of Austin,
anyway.
The governor just got indicted.
Oh, did he?
A couple counts of whatever.
Who cares about
all right, let's talk about some fucking James Bond.
Woo! All right, hours up.
Episode called.
Drop the mic.
Done.
So, what you guys all came here for instead of our nonsense was us talking about the video games.
GoldenEye. Which everyone loves so much. And I can't figure out why, because it's a terrible game.
It is awful.
No.
Oh, for the time.
No. Then.
No.
Then it was great.
You have
for
to,
the time,
now,
it
have
was
re-
phenomenal. It was
now it's
revolutionary.
Now it's awful. Then it was great.
I will start this sentence by saying, I own a 64, and I own the cartridge. If you set up Golden... What was... Was that a cat?
That was me. I farted.
You fart like cats? Dude, we're having you back every fucking week.
No,
just record it and you can map it onto your buttons. Like.
It works very well when you're out with the ladies and you walk past an alley.
Cat
farts? Cat.
Ladies love cats.
This cat smells like shit.
So it's a cat.
Oh, it's an alley, babe.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
So okay, going back, GoldenEye. If you set up the on an emulator.
Okay.
Own the game. No, I own the game.
Okay.
On the 64. If you set up the C buttons to the right thumbstick,
yes, of course,
it's a very playable game.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, because
that's how a first person shooter should be playing.
Well, this was in the time we didn't know what first person shooters were,
right,
or
absolutely.
What controllers should be, because apparently Nintendo was like M for Mintendo.
Mintendo
for Mario.
For Mario, yeah.
It was right there, man. You could have.
Mario.
Well, I went with Nintendo because it's funnier to bounce off of.
Failed. Nintendo.
Don't you gotta be home sometime? No.
It is my curfew soon.
It's dark out. Streetlights are on.
I still got no street pass.
So GoldenEye was loud.
I can't control the pre-rendered music. It got real loud real quick. No, we will admit, GoldenEye was a mainstay in your house.
It was. It was like the first first-person shooter. It was like co-op. Yep. I mean, there was like Quake and stuff, but like on a home console.
Well, there wasn't co-op. There was
to be able to do that. Not co-op,
versus.
But
multiplayer.
Yeah. I mean, you could play online like Doom and Quake and stuff, but to play in your living room with like four people.
Oh, that was so
definitive.
Awesome.
So
definitive,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's really what got console. I think that's what got console shooters like off the ground.
GoldenEye and Mario Kart were the two staples. Like,
or no, Smash Brothers.
Smash.
We didn't realize how big Smash Brothers was
until we went to SGC.
No, and yeah,
well, I didn't realize
showing up with custom controllers.
I didn't realize how fun it was until the GameCube.
I never played
it on N64. I played it on the GameCube, and fucking that game is awesome.
Yeah, I never played it on the Game. I never had.
Oh, well, we're talking about right? GoldenEye.
Well, we're talking about
new will never that era. About smashing
that,
my presence. About
that era.
I'm sorry. You want to play Rainbow Road again? Over and over and over and over and over and over. Fuck you, Amy.
No,
over
that was a over. That was that was a great era of gaming. There was those three. There and it was so weird because that was such a shitty controller design. But there were so many good games
it
on
worked,
it that worked
it
with it.
It absolutely worked. And you know what's even better too? Like if you like just even talking about that genre of gaming, I bought 4 replacement sticks
yes.
from Fallout yeah. and put them in my
how
my game.
They work for you?
They
there was actually, I don't know how many people mentioned it to you at SGC, but I got 3 or 4 people who were like, man, these sticks feel great. Like,
no,
yeah,
they loved it. Like, really?
Yeah, they're GameCube sticks, right?
The GameCube sticks are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're like, fucking great.
We did find out, though, that nonstop gaming for 8 hours straight, they will glitch out and you'll have to unplug the controller and plug it back in. Anyway, so even with that really weird stick that kind of fell to one side after a long time. Well, no, because this is why that stick got used so much is because GoldenEye was absolutely awesome. So we can start off by like jumping into. You guys want to talk about the story, or you just want to talk?
Was there
about
a story? I only ever played like the multiplayer.
Well, we should say okay. First
yeah,
of all,
I barely played the actual story.
I loved
it was terrible.
I loved. Oh, I love the GoldenEye movie. Like I love Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
What
internet.
I like. I love
He's
Pierce
good.
Brosnan.
He's a good
James
one.
Bond.
We went to a theater.
That last one.
That was the one that we went to.
When we Mystery Science Theater the whole thing, and we were just drunk.
Drunk as shit, and we just kept screaming, "Pimp!"
What was that Die Another Day?
Was that the last one with Halle Berry?
That was Die Another
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
Die Another
and
Day.
The ice car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful. It was so bad.
So anyway, GoldenEye came out in 95. Great movie, in my opinion, until you go back and watch it, and you're like, eh, it's kind of hokey. I mean, it's got...
No, give me more Sean Bean.
More Bean now.
More Sean Bean.
He's dead again.
Oh,
look at that.
Don't guy. Stop killing. Did you see that thing online where they had Don't Kill Sean Bean? And he's like, he's reading a script. He's like, so when do I die? And they're like, no. This is just a touching.
Oh, isn't that a Funny or Die or something?
Yeah, it was a Funny or Die. He just keeps going like, okay, so I can't remember what the scenario is. It's like, it's something. Things. Yeah, it's just like, so the girl walks in and says like, Dad, I got home from school. Like, I'm very happy. And he's like, okay, when do I die? It's just like scenarios. And then they do a complete rewrite. And it's like, oh, and Sean Bean dies. He's like, excellent. This is going to work. It's great.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. So you got, well, on this movie, I mean, in the movie, and they base the characters off it. You had, by the way, the most unpopular character in multiplayer, not in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but the multiplayer had a lot of throwbacks. I mean, there wasn't Jaws in there. Jaws, and Odd Job. And there was a lot of the older. And they had the golden gun in
well,
the game.
I was the Moon Riker. That's who Moon Riker Elite.
Moon Raper?
Moon Raper. That's yeah. That's what I do. I rape the moon. But no, so what?
Oh, that's where those holes came from.
Oh yeah, that's right. Dude, those are pits, not holes.
Very wide, not very long.
Gorgeous.
Like, again, it's just like
so he fit perfectly. Yeah.
That's where that dust came from.
That's where all the moon dust came from. Wow.
So, by the way, yeah, you signed on for this. I'd realize
no, I
didn't
realize
that. So, yeah, so they had Pierce Brosnan and Sean Bean, the woman who was the Bond
the
girl.
Natasha? Was
no,
it Natasha?
No, Anatol.
I think it was Natasha. Whatever.
No, Anatol.
It's Russian. It's Russian.
Oddjob is not the Russian chick's name, by
no,
the way.
No, I said Anatol when that was...
That sounded like Oddjob.
That was a... Austin Powers girl. No, she was what was the
name was Natasha.
No, it was Femke Johnson.
Femke Johnson was the other one.
It was
she was the mean one.
Ivana Humpalot.
Was it Tits Galore?
Yeah.
Tits McGee.
Pussy McGee or
Pussy McGee.
Pussy Galore. God, it's gonna kill me because she crushed people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's no story apparently, like that you guys ever played through.
I remember there was a train and you had to shoot with your laser watch.
Favorite weapon.
Floor.
This is my favorite weapon.
Really? The laser watch?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well,
really?
It
take dudes out. Yeah.
Well, it even had the actor from, he was in Harry Potter. He was like the big dude. Like
Hagrid?
Is it Hagrid? Like the guy with the giant beard?
Oh, yeah, he's the
secret
Boris
agent. Yeah,
whatever.
Boris, whatever.
Yeah. No.
You're a wizard, Bond.
Hagrid was not Boris.
Not Hagrid. I've never read the fucking books. Barely even paid attention to the movies.
What's that guy's name?
Alan Cummings?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, Alan Cummings.
No, he's that's that was Boris. That's Boris. That's Boris. Invincible.
You're thinking of was he the CIA guy?
Yes.
We kept calling him Jimbo.
No, God damn that? It.
What was in GoldenEye?
Isn't this the best podcast of
dude,
Senile
we have
old
done
man.
Our research. And again, we are a drinking.
Oh, Valentine.
Is
he was Valentine.
Yeah, he's the big he's the guy that had the griffin and
okay,
the big tall dude.
Don't worry about it. I'm all over it.
All right.
So yeah, and like, his little fart. Brother was a half giant.
Yeah, half giant, like, you know.
I remember.
Yeah. What was the actor's name? Anyway, so he was kind of
a half giant, like a normal person?
No, he was Hagrid's half giant. His little brother's full giant.
So it's hereditary.
He's a half full brother.
He's got a half brother who's giant.
Who's full?
Full giant.
Full giant.
You guys just want to talk about Harry Potter?
Yeah, let's do that. So Harry Potter had a golden gun.
I'm out.
Nope.
Well, a snitch kind of resembles an eye, and it's gold, right?
Stop. Stop it. Just stop right now. Stop what you're doing.
All
right,
let's backpedal here. Let's
okay,
get back
so,
to the game.
So here's while we won't talk about the story, which we really should, because it really...
Should you? Just go fucking watch GoldenEye. That's the story.
Well, no, but it expanded on the story. It was, okay, for video game-related stories, that was... I wanted to have this kind of be a battle for us. For a video game that is based on a movie, this game... was awesome compared to every other bullshit.
It was. It nailed it. I mean, it had everything that was in the movie, and it added its own little.
It had like the bad video. It had the bad stuff. Pixelated faces.
Yeah,
too,
of course.
The blocky,
But you could still tell there was the people, and like it had most of the scenes.
It was great in that way. That like so it's like okay, Bond's in the snow area. Well, how does he get from here to here? What does he do in between that? And you can kind of like fill that in yourself and.
Oh, I loved it, man. Like, that snow level is one of my favorite levels, sniper rifle.
F that. Like,
I love
cool,
the sniper rifle.
I hate the snow level just because I'm so snowblind.
Literally.
In real life.
Yeah.
By snowblind, just
yeah, yeah. Oh, it was interesting because you see the...
Well, there was a tank level. There was more of like a rail shooter tank level. Yeah. You had the library level. You had the jungle.
Well, let's start the first
dam.
Level with
the dam is awesome.
You jump off the dam where you have no bungee cord, which was kind of limiting.
The facility or something.
Why would you bungee off instead of just like
right? How do you get down
parachute?
The rest of the way? Or
well, first
back
of all,
up?
He jumped without any bungee cord at
well,
the beginning.
In the movie.
He just jumped, and you're like, the fuck did that come from?
Okay, so we should talk
then
about...
Then he's turned around to Batman, it's...
Okay, so what consoles could do?
Swung away.
Well, if you remember from the movie, he pulls out a gun and he bungees down. So when it's at the extent of the bungee, he shoots a grappling hook out and then reels himself down to the ground. Or maybe you don't. Maybe I'm the only one who paid attention to GoldenEye. Anyway, it happened. It's in the movie.
I think everyone saw this movie like once back when it came out.
Right?
Check.
No, I've seen it like 10 times. I don't remember that.
Check the facts.
I own the DVD. Let's go get it.
By the way, Ross says get the Wikipedia page up. We don't know shit for movies.
We don't know shit for movies. Ross, suck a dick, okay? I know that much about a movie. I know. I'm kidding, Ross. You're one of the few watchers.
I know basketball really well.
Thank you for your fandom.
We appreciate you.
He's just here to criticize.
Brought to you by Carl Jr.
I know Demolition Man like inside
okay.
and out. Let's talk about that one.
So anyway,
Taco Bell.
The cool thing about GoldenEye is that it actually puts you into James Bond's shoes. Like it was you could run through the entire movie. It wasn't one for one, but it gave you like a lot of the different elements. You got to mess with all the different people, go to the different places.
Yeah,
gadgets. They go.
Yeah.
You got to take off like you got to take off in the plane like on the short run.
Green giant. I'm still thinking about Demolition Man.
Do things in the valley.
Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So here.
That's what background noise.
Here. Okay. So. You are a cocksucker, man. You are so bad. I hate you so much.
I'm a human cartoon.
Oh, okay. So. For what GoldenEye was, this is what I found out. It was actually supposed to be a rail shooter, like Virtual Cop.
And that, yeah.
The whole game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole game was supposed to be a rail shooter.
Mm-hmm. It started out as a side-scroller on the SNES. And then 64 was coming out, and they're like, okay, well, let's model
it. Well,
because
I played the side-scroller on the Genesis.
Let's rock the fuck out of this thing. Yes,
that was that game is bomb. Like, I like that game. That's so good.
But you can actually see the influences of Virtual Cop throughout the first couple of levels, because, you know, you're walking down a hall, and there's boxes in there, and guys are popping out, like, sideways. Yeah. like they would in virtual cop or whatever. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of making you just stand there and shoot at them, they let you move. Like they just added that element. Okay, now you can move.
But if you think about
you
it,
by crouch, you can lean left and right.
Well, by adding that element, that pretty much just sparked the whole like oh, we can do this on a console.
It'll work.
It'll work. But if you go back and play it now, like the snap, what did Ross say?
He said the dings sound like the guy in the wheelchair from Breaking Bad is in the room.
Look at me, Hector!
Oh my god. Wow. Can you warn me when you're about to do that?
Or just not do it.
Sorry. But I had to do it.
I really want just like we can add like a little shiny thing so you smile and it's like ding. Right. Notice I didn't do the sound effect there.
I never smile. Gangsters don't smile.
Gangsters don't smile. They boogie. So it also had a lot of depth to it. I mean, even though you guys didn't do the multiplayer, I actually played a lot because I wanted to make it through all. The further you made it through the multiplayer, the single player.
You unlock the more multiplayers. You unlock characters.
Yeah.
Game modes.
So, and it was the more they had actually embedded extra things to do in the level. Like the further and further you went on. So like there was it Agent, Double Agent?
007 Agent.
Oh, I thought there was
that was the last one.
So there was 007. And there might have been one more if you finish it, but I never really went that far. And I even liked like the dossier in the beginning of it. Like, you know.
You're saying what you needed to do, what your objectives were.
Yeah, and you can choose all that shit.
It's interesting. You notice that like in some of the levels, like the scientists, they don't pay you any mind or they run away scared. But if you're like in the harder levels and you shoot them, they'll pull out if you scare them, they'll pull out a gun too.
Well, that was.
So if you shoot them, then you failed the mission, you know.
Who the fuck gave those scientists guns?
They did. They made it on the spot.
They're just like, oh,
science. Eat it, Bond.
Well, because this was a game like two, like you could like there was one escort level that was probably like the worst level for me. Escorting Natalia
escorts
to that
always
bad. Yeah, they're bad. But this is where it really started being bad. You take her to like the main GoldenEye computer, and then they're like, oh yeah, everybody's coming, so you have to protect her. But like before that level, if you kill Boris, like she's like, oh, you killed Boris. Fuck you. Game's over.
Yeah, but I've seen this movie. Boris is gonna die anyways.
He's invincible.
Let me get it over with.
So anyway, but this game sold 8 million copies worldwide.
I bought one.
Which is why Fallout is still in business. They're just perpetually
it is.
Selling, right?
Like, you know what sucks? Like, I mean, for me personally, I personally prefer Perfect Dark over GoldenEye. And GoldenEye is the one everyone wants. I thought people played Perfect Dark afterwards.
Well, okay, so no, Perfect Dark was like the successor to GoldenEye. Like, they basically just like reskinned it. Like, hey, it's a new game where Bond is...
You're a girl.
Red hair instead. Same haircut. Just go with it. And then they came out that Xbox atrocity.
Perfect Dark, the one with the pig man.
No, maybe. That was Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah.
I always get those.
No, Perfect Dark was
you had
the one
with Christian Slater. Laptop gun where you go and put it on a wall and it's like, whatever.
So
that's how it sounds. That's the silence around.
That sounds awesome.
No, Perfect Dark was like I only played multiplayer with it, but it was basically an expansion pack. Like it was the expansion pack when there
you needed an expansion pack.
Oh, memory. Yeah.
It was the same engine.
4 megabytes.
Basically.
Oh, dude, it was.
Yeah, it was exact. It was exact.
It was
same.
Four megabytes.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
So. Well, I mean, I put on here like the time in gaming, but it doesn't really matter. We can actually talk about like, you know, what we all want to do to talk about is fucking multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this was the game where you brought four friends together and three people
made three new enemies.
Three people left hating. Dude, I remember like playing your brother where he walked down the hall and there were a couple holes after we got done playing. Like,
yeah, my brother's one of those punch something, break the controller guys.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, and my stepdad is he gets real riled up about video games.
Oh, he gets intense. He gets so intense.
Stop looking at my screen.
Oh, there was stop looking at my screens all the time.
Yeah, like, I was like, Joe, I don't need to look at your screen. There's a map and you're a dot.
Well, it's because of Joe is the reason why I actually became really good at it because he wanted like even the playing field when we played this game. He's like, you don't get shot multiple times in real life and die. You get shot once. So we always played one shot,
one kill. Yeah.
And that made that shit so like you had to fucking own it. Like you had to like if you were the first person in the room, you saw them, you shot them and they were dead. So when I went to NAU for my brief stint in college there, what's that? Huh?
Hooray college.
Hooray college. Hooray first of three times at college.
I'm going to do it this time.
God, you're like me in high school. Congratulations.
So in my dorm room or my dorm, they had a GoldenEye, like a little pickup GoldenEye. This is 2001, by the way.
Tournament.
Yeah, a little tournament. Mm-hmm. So I went in there and just decimated everybody because I learned, like, the strife. Like, you know, you just circle around a person and shoot them until they die.
That's so fucking annoying. I love it.
I played them. I probably played about 10 rounds. And they're like, oh, we got to take a break and go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay. So I went back to my room and I went to the bathroom. And then I came back. They locked me out. Like, I'm not saying that I could have, like, you know, like, competed. But I was, because of that shit, because how intense it got, I was pretty fucking good at this game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they had great levels. Like, you could choose the weapon loadout. I mean, you never came with a loadout. You had to pick it up.
No, yeah. You had for one of the first times, you know, on a console, you had complete control of how the match would go. And you had not essentially playlists, but customization.
Yeah.
In general.
No, it was great. I mean, because you could even it was
because you'd always ask, like, do you guys want golden guns? Like, no, I don't want fucking golden guns.
Fuck you, I want golden guns. We're having guns.
Guns. We never did golden guns because it was always one shot, one kill. But I remember like the clob.
It's clobbering time.
Yeah, clobbering time. Oh no, I also love proximity mines because you could see that shit coming from a mile away. But like, so you got all like, you know, if I put this on the ceiling, maybe great,
there's that one vent you can climb inside, and you could set a mine. And
just crawl
back into the mine and wait. All right, to the vent and just wait for someone to walk past you.
Yeah,
I had a buddy in high school who had the order where you spawned memorized.
Matt Bauer from our
so
he could do that.
He'd kill you, and then when you spawned, he'd already be waiting for you, and he'd kill you, and then he'd move to the next spot, and you'd spawn, and he'd kill you.
God,
it was just like
QuakeNet.
I don't want to fucking play this with you, man.
So Chester did not have fun doing this.
Fuck this game.
You know what?
I love this game.
I even loved in the temple, like that pillar door that opened up. Yeah. It just opened slowly, and you could see a person like running back and forth and striving. You're like, I got this motherfucker.
Was that the one with like had the second floor with a big hole?
Yeah.
You could see down?
And you would just shoot people down there?
So you had to press B to open the door, right?
You're asking the wrong for sure. Yes.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Just going back. You're like, yes.
I just kind of, wish because one thing I always love is a completely different topic, but like, I love playing Duke Nukem and always pressing B at the walls and hearing, where is it?
James, where is it? James Bond did not do that.
I wish he did.
Did you play the new Duke Nukem?
He always knows where it's at.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
14 years and you liked it.
It was Duke Nukem.
Oh, I heard you talk shit about.
Oh,
Master Chief.
So it's big dumb fun. I like it.
No, well, no, look, I played Duke Nukem 3D. I loved Duke Nukem as a kid. When this game was coming out, I was like, I expect Duke Nukem. That's it. I got Duke Nukem. Like,
so it didn't give you anything new. It gave you exactly what you wanted.
Exactly. And that's how I never get. That's how I never get disappointed by a video
game.
Dirk, because I know what it is.
That's why I like the Expendables.
Right. Why do we got to talk about
this? Expendables rocks.
Big dumb fun. You can't. You gotta just let go for a minute and just have big dumb fun.
You guys are gonna be besties. I mean,
By the way, Expendables 3 comes out today.
I actually have had it for the past month.
Yo, you're one of those assholes.
Yep. Hey, look. When I hear news that somebody stole an actual digital copy of it and put it online, I'm gonna watch it.
How was it?
It was good.
How was Antonio Banderas?
Wesley Snipes
funny.
Is a revelation.
Really? I heard that Antonio Banderas is pretty funny.
How about Kelsey Grammer?
No, they're all good. They're all good in it. I just wish that
that's
just gonna go ahead and say the casual coverage game. We do not condone any type of piracy.
We can.
Richard is leaving.
We do not condone any kind of piracy.
You'll never get me.
You'll never catch me, Kappa.
So I can't wait to see.
I will be paying for the movie.
Oh, okay. That you're covering your tracks.
I am covering. I am one covering my tracks. But look, you cannot like compare watching a movie at home to a movie in theater.
Oh, I can.
I do it every day.
Are you sure?
Well, no, because I can't drink
a 12-pack in the theater. I guess I could, but they would get warm.
No, I'm one of the guys.
Sneak out, call into the theater. All the
time. You know, I'll admit to you because I went. Okay, so this isn't the same thing. So I went and watched the new. I went X-Men. Days of Future Past. The wheels were already coming off, guys, so get ready for it. So Days of Future Past, I went and watched in the theater and fucking loved it. I went back to my house and found a pirate streaming cam site and just to watch the intro over and over and over because that whole intro to me was just like, oh my God. Like that set
the intro, you mean like the part where Hugh Jackman got out of bed and he was all jacked?
Yeah,
naked.
He
just paused at his ass and rewound it.
I was like, oh, like oh.
Man, he is so vascular.
Thunder down under, baby.
He's such the Wolverine. No, because like I'll admit, like I there are parts of movies that I want to see. Like that was just amazing to me because it set it off. So I'll go back and pirate that. And I'll admit, I'm one of the Wolverine guys that stole the first Wolverine and then watched it with all the stuff not taken out of it.
Okay.
Like all the crappy digital renderings.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I won't watch that fucking movie. I'm like, fuck that.
Wait, the Origins, right?
The very Wolverine Origins.
Fuck that movie.
You're not missing much.
No, fuck that movie.
Terrible.
It was awful.
It wasn't good. I actually
didn't. I love most movies. Fuck that movie.
I didn't watch the newer Wolverine. The Wolverine.
I liked it.
Because of that movie.
Oh, it's terrible because it was the cash grab. Like after, okay, here we go. This will delegate whether we have you back or not.
Really? Wait, hold on. Three. No. No, let's just do it. Let's go.
You can come back if you want. It's my house.
Thank you.
Okay. The third X-Men movie.
Okay.
What did you think about it?
Fuck that movie.
Oh, he's coming back, Bobby. There you go.
What do I win?
You win another trip on the...
You win another beer.
God damn it. On the love boat. So anyway, we were talking about Goldeneye, weren't we?
I hope so.
So I don't...
Is that what this episode's about?
Dude, you know what? I think it's just been this like one constant shit show. We don't know anything we're talking about. Our equipment failed on us twice.
Episode 30.
Episode 30.
Yeah, the big 3-0, and we had so many.
I get to ruin
problems.
Another podcast milestone.
No, you didn't.
The first time I appeared on Super Nerdy was their 25th show. So
and like, yeah. did it tank?
I was awesome.
Nailed it.
I've been awesome ever since.
So if you guys any closing thoughts, because this is pretty much where this has come. Let's start with you as our guest.
Thank you. Although nowadays if I go back, I mean, I'm sorry, but I actually tell like everyone comes in for Goldeneye.
Actually, we should ask you, what do you sell that for?
15.
That's not bad. You can get it for $11 on Amazon.
Does it fly off the shelf pretty quick? Like
absolutely.
A lot of games?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is
tough to find.
And the Pantheon of 64 games is that one. It is.
Who did? Who did that? Was that? I'm looking at him.
Ventriloquism.
I like how you turned him down to do that.
No, I didn't.
did you turn down his mic?
So I didn't turn down for what?
Turn down for what? For burping. And the Pantheon of 64 games is probably in the top 5 that people ask for most.
Absolutely, because that's a testament. And then they get it home and they start playing like,
and
God
they're like,
damn,
fuck,
this
game
shitty.
Is awful. Yes.
Well, because okay, we've been spoiled now by like Halo, like you know,
yes.
expanded mm-hmm. on it, and then every other first person shooter that's come out has kind
like
of
how
like
how he only mentions Halo.
If you listen Halo to the Halo quality. Episode,
Halo revolutionized first person
listen,
shooters on the console.
I to Halo every night, okay? No, I love that game. Like, that was the game.
Are you getting an Xbox One for Halo 2 again?
I actually didn't like Halo 2.
I'm leaving. Did you like Halo 3?
Loved Halo 3.
All right, so what were your closing
God
thoughts?
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, closing thoughts.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What were your closing thoughts there?
Despite its age...
Is it Keith David? Is that what you like Halo 2? Okay, I'm just going to go ahead. Go ahead, despite its age.
No, forget it.
Despite
its age, there's no denying the impact that it's had on first-person shooters for the consoles
mm-hmm.
And the future of it. I mean, every game since then is pretty much its basis.
Yeah.
You know, as far as multiplayer settings, you know, level design.
It's like Link to the Past.
Exactly.
Like Link to the Past kind of set the tone for kind of 3D. Like
the best Zelda
adventure.
Game
yeah.
ever.
The top down action RPG.
Yeah,
anyone that did it after that was just copying it.
Yeah, kind of clone and go. So okay, there you go, Chester. After that yawn,
he's tired.
Chester always brings the energy. That's why we like him. He's like our hype man.
Hey, he's a little baby.
He is. He does have chair face, doesn't he?
I like this game. Gee, what is Launchpad?
Sorry, that was a little...
Sure thing, Mr. D.
I hate everyone in here right now.
Play this game.
Okay, very good. Okay, so...
I can't wait to watch Expendables 3 in the theater.
Is Sean Bean in that?
He will be in the next one.
He should be.
No, but you know who is? Harrison Ford.
I saw that.
And Mel Gibson. And Ronda Rousey.
I don't care. I love Mel Gibson.
You know what I like about Goldeneye, like for closing thoughts? It came out way before The Expendables, so I could enjoy it without hearing this fucking bullshit.
No, okay, I do have a serious closing thought, and then the same vein as his. I don't play first-person shooters, like, ever, because I've gotten too blind over the years.
Yeah.
But it did.
The auto-end?
it opened the door for so many things that, and people have just been not so much copying it, but improving on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking the multiplayer, taking the whole being able to select how you want to play the multiplayer round, and the level design. You know, before that, it was just like walk through a hallway and shoot a demon. This is up and down, and there's levels, and So it just
onions.
Everything from there has just layers. Fucking snowballed well, out of control.
I have a final thought. Awesome. I had just thinking.
Oh, okay. Now you guys want to fucking double back on the final.
Now
thought.
I want to contribute to the episode.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Well, the last time I played this game was in Dallas. That kid, remember, wanted to test out the copy
that
he
fucking
just
kid.
Well, like that. Dude, just like, hey, I just bought this game. Can I test it out?
Yeah, we had this open 64 console.
So I play him around, and it just going back after playing all the first-person shooters these days, it was really painful. You got the invisible walls. You can't drop down to the next floor. You have to find a ramp that takes you down.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
aiming is a bitch. I mean, obviously, because you can't really look up. Or
there's
that's
no,
why
no,
you can't be
no
a
jumping,
job.
Right?
There's no jumping.
Yeah.
At one point, I think we just played like hands only, where you try to chop each other.
That's only fun for me in Perfect Dark,
right? It's just
it's only fun for me in real life.
Revisiting the game is difficult, but I have a lot of fun memories about playing it.
So pure nostalgia.
Yeah,
it'll always be there.
What we found out is if we go back to the gaming or to the vendor room, we will not make a gaming console accessible to the public. Can you try that? Can I throw my game in this? Can I do this?
We have to lock it into a case.
Yeah.
Where cord's coming out.
And they have the we have a computer playing in the background.
And also nobody can be Fox.
Final Destination.
That's not.
No.
Smash Brothers?
Smash.
All right. Anyway, so my whole final. Do I get a final
thought?
No, please go ahead. I just want to make a quick
statement. I miss cheats.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that shit. Big head.
We didn't have a big head mode.
There was more than
completely worthless.
No, that wasn't. That was DK mode.
DK
Donkey
mode.
Donkey Kong mode.
Oh, another rare title.
It is a rare title.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't even talk about. We won't even talk about the
Snake
rare title.
Rattle and Roll.
That's
the game I chose for the NES battle.
that is a rare title.
For next
that
week's
is a rare
episode.
Title.
And I actually chose RC Prime, which is a rare title.
Oh, that's
do you have RC Prime 2?
I do not have RC Prime 2.
Our Paradise Valley Star has it.
How much is
$150? Hey, it's a box and everything, man.
Don't care. Emulator will work just fine. Casual Cowards do not condone emulator. Yeah, we do. I'm sorry. We just fucking do.
It's the only way to go.
Just go do it.
So what I was going to say, like, this game for me, much like everything else, is it brought friends together to actually play games. I mean, we do the Nintendo Olympics every year just to bring people together to actually have that competitive. Like, you're right there. I can punch you in your face if I want
to.
You
can win this. You can look. I have a.
Oh, you got the
third place.
Oh, you haven't even heard about the Nintendo Olympics.
No.
We
I
have
haven't.
A.
Is it?
We'll extend an invitation for this year.
We have a Stanley Cup trophy that we pass around. You get your name on every time.
Can I drink in it?
No, I actually made it out of an old CD rack and zapper.
Why are you calling it a Stanley Cup?
Because it goes around to the next person every
because
year.
Because the trophy style is we don't give the trophy to the winner.
I can glue
keep.
A beer to it if you want to, and you can drink
that's
out of it.
That's fine. Right? My point is, don't call it a cup if I can't drink out of it.
You can drink
I
out
said,
of the zapper
I said,
if you want to.
I said Stanley Cup style.
Okay.
So it's not.
It's a rotating trophy. Each year, the winner gets to keep it.
Anyway.
Till the next year.
I think I've thoroughly hated you guys all this episode.
Oh, what was your final thought?
It was just bringing everybody together. Like,
oh, wait,
you know,
I have
like,
a final thought.
So for episode 30.
My name is Dirk. No, we're not even doing it yet. We got to plug ourselves.
Yeah, we're raising money. we're plugging ourselves.
We're plugging ourselves.
Raising money for the Extra Life.
On October 25th, we are doing a 24-hour gaming marathon where we are raising lives for the Phoenix.
Raising lives.
Raising funds.
Return of the Living Dead.
Raising lives.
We will be raising dead from the ground to come get your money. Hide your kids.
Yeah, we will
life.
Be raising from the dead all of the children that died at Phoenix Children's Hospital.
That's bad.
Oh,
that
God.
Is bad.
Wow.
Too soon?
Yes.
You don't know any kids that died there.
Now, anyway, so I was trying to think the Children's Miracle Network. We are trying to raise $1,000. We currently have 30.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Well,
the super nerdy best friends are our other
yeah,
five.
Yeah, they were like, our first donation.
Our first donation.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Eric, you know, $5 is all we give anytime.
Eric said he was pledging $10 an hour.
Which is awesome. So,
thank you, Eric. Great. That's awesome.
We are gonna be playing.
Wait, who's that? Which one's Eric?
Eric is his friend that...
He was at the Nintendo Olympics. I'll tell you. He's one of the fans of the show. Anyway, so we need people to go to our website, and we're not asking for money for ourselves. Click the Extra Life, the little controller
with wings.
With wings.
And like a halo.
And donate anything. Take 5 cents to whatever you want and up. I don't really care.
Go over a dollar. Don't be a fucking asshole.
It's going towards the kid. Yeah, it's going towards the kid. So go check that out. And on that note, we are on iTunes, we are on Twitter, we are on Stitcher, Pocket Cast.
Podcast Addict, my new favorite podcast.
That will scrape iTunes.
But it also casts to your Chromecast.
Oh, does it really?
That's why I use it. Yeah, you don't use it for that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was using.
We have the times, Dirk.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
We are on YouTube, if we can get our shit together. And,
right, we're on YouTube right now.
Currently we're on YouTube.
I'm watching us.
And we're also on Facebook, so...
we're also on Black Tar Heroin.
We are on Black Tar Heroin. We are on
we're
Molly.
On this week.
Yeah, you guys. I thought you guys had the spoon. No,
I'm on cloud nine.
I licked it clean.
All right, Chester, you brought us in. You take us out.
Thanks for coming, y'all.
To episode 30 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Bye.
His name is
Chester.
Oh,
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
I'm fucking. What the shit is going on here, man?
Everyone's high as far as I'm concerned.
I've been drinking.
Just to plug real quick, you can find me at Twitter and Instagram. I post about video games. DEE_EL_SEE. I know that's very long. You can just ignore me.
DLC.
We will get that up. We'll try to post him out there. So, for the Casual Cowards of Gaming, since Chester is drunk.
I'm Chester and I'm drunk.
I'm Ryan and I'm kind of drunk.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Richard, DLC.
Thanks for coming by, Richard.
Thank you.
Listen to that sultry voice. You guys can go back and forth. Just like, let's read some, I don't know, some romance novels.
We get fanfiction.net. Come on.
Yeah, you want to pull up some fan? some fucking Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog meets Twilight. Let's do this.
Not that I've ever read it before.
I call Knuckles.
But it exists. Does he have a brother? Is his name Deep?
Your screen name, no. Your screen name is going to be Knuckles Deep.
No, yeah. But he'll take you to Pumpkin Hill real quick.
Blumpkin Hill? Oh, this is a Chester intro, too. I'm in for a treat.
I get to do the intro?
This is yours.
No, he bought the beer. It was me.
Are we going backwards now?
No, it goes him, then me, then you. Well, no, because you messed up that. You didn't mess it up, but you gave up the intro to me that one time.
So you're just trying to get out of buying beer next time.
No, because I bought beer fucking two times in a row. If you didn't know, whoever does the intro.
Bringing a six-pack of Kilt Lifter doesn't count.
This is a live stream. If they want to hear it nice, they can listen to
we
the audio.
We should figure that out one of these days.
I'm all over it. By all over it, you have all the equipment at your house, so there you go. All right.
We should figure this out one day. All of us and Richard.
The brain trust. Yeah, Richard, welcome to hell, man. Welcome to hell. If you've got a skill.
Well, you including me is already acceptance. So
I just want you to do stuff.
Oh. Wrong guy.